1 year after an HIV outbreak in southern Indiana made national headlines, nearly 200 people in Scott County are living with the virus. Hundreds of people there were injecting a prescription painkiller called Opana and sharing their needles. So HIV spread quickly among drug users, resulting in the largest outbreak the country's seen in decades. As WFIU's Barbara Brozier reports, a lot's changed in the year since then, but Austin still has a long way to go.
When HIV came to Austin last year, it didn't come quietly. It tore through the community, starting with 5 cases, exploding to 30, eventually multiplying, until now more than 190 people are infected, all in a town of less than 5,000. Small, sleepy Austin got the most brutal of wake-up calls. But over the past year, change has slowly crept into this community.
Don't remember. Long traveling this morning.
Michael Steele lives within the 10-block radius, considered the heart of the outbreak. He spends a lot of time on his porch, playing his guitar. And when he looks out at the street, Steele sees a difference compared to last April. Back then, the streets in his neighborhood were a whole lot busier.
Well, I'd see prostitution, drug dealing going on.
In the middle of the day, all day long. Certainly, you still see people, just not nearly as many.
It's gotten a lot better in the past year. Police are doing more patrols, which I'm glad to see, trying to cut down on the drugs and the crime around here. And
most of the users here are hooked on the potent painkiller Opana. They melt off its plastic coating, then inject the liquid, providing a high different than any other painkiller. Police made it their mission to crack down on the people bringing the drugs to Austin. They've arrested more than a dozen people. And that's making it a lot harder for the people who are dependent on the drug, which public health nurse Brittany Combs says raises a new problem.
A lot of people tell me that it's not like some of the older pain medicines that they were addicted to, because with this one, they can't withdraw from it. The withdrawal symptoms are so severe that they feel like they're going to die.
So users are turning to what they can get off the streets. First, that was methamphetamine. Now, heroin.
Totally a new challenge. Yeah, it totally changed the whole dynamic. And with the heroin, we don't know what they're getting or what it's laced with or what's in it. And so they don't even know. And so our chances of overdose, too, are going up. We're really worried about that. So,
and that's just one of the many realities Combs grapples with every day.
I know we have like 300 some odd labs that we have to go through right now.
She's unsure what the county's current hepatitis C rate is, because there's hardly enough time to keep up with all of the testing. She's busy running what's become the state's first syringe exchange program after the outbreak last year. More than 380 people signed up, and about half of them are still actively using the program. Combs says the situation in Austin is improving, but there's still what seems like a never-ending list of issues to address.
We need dental care. I mean, their teeth are a nightmare, and you know how it is when you have a bad tooth. It hurts. And so when all their teeth hurt, can you imagine living like that every day? So we need dental care. We need a lot of things. But we've come a long way in 1 year, but we still have a long way to go.
There are so many layers to the story in Austin. So many examples of how this community feels it was failed. Before the outbreak happened, Scott County ranked dead last in an annual report of the state's health outcomes for several years in a row. Its rate of premature death is the worst in the state and has increased every year since 2007. Nearly 15% of the people in the county are living in poverty. And co-director of the Rural Center for AIDS and STD Prevention, Beth Meyerson, says those are problems that can't be solved without more time and money.
Really, for drug use or sexual health or public health generally, all those things depend on investment. And in our state, we invest $13.08 per person on public health. That includes Medicaid. I mean, I spent that last week at Starbucks.
1 year after the HIV outbreak, change has crept into Austin, but crisis hasn't left.
The take-home message from this is our system is broken. And we can expect, then, bad health outcomes unless we really want to invest in it.
For WFIU News, I'm Barbara Brozier.